I'm privileged to be speaking today with beloved author Liz Curtis Higgs about her new nonfiction book, The Girl Still Got It. Liz is the best-selling author of nearly 30 books with more than 3 million copies in print. Hello, Liz. It's always good to talk to you.
Bless you for that. Thanks.
Now, Ruth is one of the shortest books of the Bible and yet one of the most beloved. Why do you think so many people are drawn to the story of two penniless widows and one generous redeemer?
Well, let's be honest. Everybody loves a happy ending. Of course, the story of Naomi, Ruth, and Boaz is far more than just happy. It's God's redeeming work, changing the lives of three people for good, and of course, impacting the world forever. Now, the story begins on a downhill slope with Naomi and her family leaving their homeland and looking for greener pastures in Moab. Moab. Think of it as the far country in the story of the prodigal son, that place we're not supposed to go. Well, those of us who've ever lived in a Moab of our own making already feel a connection with Naomi's side of the story, really right from the opening verses. Of course, a decade later, Naomi buried her husband and both her sons in foreign soil. Can you imagine the heartache of that, the utter sense of loss? Naomi is actually the female Job of the Old Testament, and she's the first to admit, "The Lord's hand has gone out against me." Well, then Ruth steps up, our brave Moabite heathen. She pledges not only to follow Naomi home to Bethlehem, but even more, to follow Naomi's God to the end of her days. I mean, you talk about a testimony. The rabbis of old consider Ruth to be the best example of conversion in the Hebrew Bible. And all of that is just in chapter 1 of Ruth. When her kinsman redeemer appears, our hearts are completely swept away. Well, no wonder we love Ruth's story. Though she is honored for being faithful to Naomi, the book of Ruth is really about God's faithfulness to his people. And I think that's what makes the story timeless. As one commentator put it, it has enchanted every age, and I would say including ours.
Now, Liz, you've written two novels based on the book of Ruth, Here Burns My Candle and Mine is the Night. Now, as you've done your research, first for the fictional retellings and now for this unique exploration of the original Bible story, what has struck you as the most compelling aspect of the narrative?
Well, you know, we often picture Ruth as this demure, gentle, quiet person, but the woman that leaps off the pages of Scripture for me is, in fact, bold, courageous, and daring. I mean, when Naomi says, "Go back," Ruth says, "No," several times, and finally says, "Don't urge me to leave you." And then when Naomi sends Ruth to the threshing floor to meet Boaz, promising he will tell you what to do, Ruth doesn't wait for Boaz to tell her what to do. Instead, she is the one who proposes to him. So she's much bolder, I think, and stronger a woman than we often have imagined her, and I really hope to bring that out in the book. We've also seen Ruth as physically beautiful, yet the fact is there's nothing in Scripture to suggest she was attractive. It's just not in there. What interested Boaz in this former heathen was her absolute commitment to her mother-in-law and to the Lord. I mean, that is what got his attention. I tell my audiences, you know, if you want a man like Boaz, then you need to be a woman like Ruth. It's not about being young and beautiful and a size 6 and whatever. It's about being trustworthy and faithful. Boaz says, "All my fellow townsmen know that you are a woman of noble character." He doesn't say, "All my fellow townsmen know you're a dish." You see, what matters to a godly man is the noble character, and of course, that's also what matters to God.
Now, what do you hope readers will discover about themselves and about God as they experience Ruth's journey in a new, up-close, and personal way?
Well, in The Girl Still Got It, I transport readers back in time so we can see and touch and taste that ancient world for ourselves. So we hang out in Moab and then in Bethlehem. We tarry in the corners of their houses. We listen to their conversations. And we consider every word of every verse. When we reach the last page, I hope readers are going to say, "I totally get the book of Ruth. I have a sense of its grand purpose, and I see what God is trying to teach me through this rags-to-riches redemption story. He has a plan for my life. He absolutely does." Well, 30 centuries later, Ruth still got it, and I want my readers to know they still got it, too. You see, women often think we're too old, too young, too scared, too broke, too busy, too worn out, too washed up, too something to be useful to God. And as we can see in the Book of Ruth, the Lord is able to do amazing things with women who were not, I don't know, initially very promising. I mean, Ruth was a Moabite who worshipped pagan gods, and Naomi was a whiny widow living in the far country. Yet, God wooed young Ruth into his embrace, and then he drew Naomi beneath his wings. And wherever we are in our faith walk, we can learn from these women by traveling with them and watching our faithful God at work in their lives, and of course, I hope in ours. I have never been more excited about any book I've written, and I hope that will show on every page.
Liz Curtis-Higgs has been my guest today, and her latest title is The Girls Still Got It, and we can definitely say that about you. What a great book. Liz, thank you so much for your time. It's been great to talk to you.
A joy. Thanks.